Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Cooey. I'm an entrepreneur in the cannabis industry with my business, Hempville CBD. This podcast is dedicated to educating you on CBD and how it can positively impact your life. Also, we'll feature professionals in the cannabis market and share their expertise in the marketplace. Join us on this enlightening journey that will enrich your appreciation of the dynamic cannabis marketplace. Follow us at hempvillecbd.com, and as always, there's an open invitation to come visit us at the store in South Haven, Mississippi. Now, let's get to it. Welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. My name is Ben Cooey, owner and operator of the store Hempville CBD in South Haven, Mississippi, and also the website hempvillecbd.com. And today I'm going to talk to you directly. We need your help. The hemp industry in Mississippi, as well as pretty much throughout all 50 states, is under attack, and it's going to take you to save it. This is what's going on in Mississippi. All your Delta 8, Delta 9, THCA cannabinoids, as well as full spectrum CBD, they're all going to either be eliminated, and the ones that are left over are going to be put under the umbrella of medical marijuana. They are literally creating legislation that is stealing my business out from under me and giving it to the medical marijuana dispensaries. Therefore, this bill will also, this legislation that they're coming up with, is also forcing consumers like mine who are coming in and using these products for pain, sleep, or whatever the situation may be, if those people wanted a medical marijuana card, they'd go get one. Putting these products under the medical marijuana umbrella is not going to help anybody. I mean, you're going to have few people probably sign up for the card, but what are most people going to do? They're going to go back to doing what they were doing before the hemp industry came along. They're going to go back to the liquor stores or the black market or prescription pills or over-the-counter medicines like ibuprofen, all of which are bad choices for you. So let me tell you what's going on. And let's talk about this. What's going on is the state of Mississippi has a House bill in play called, it's House Bill number 1676. And what this bill will do is it's putting the hemp industry and sweeping it under the medical marijuana umbrella. Folks, if you use these products, if these products are important to you, then it's time for you to stand up and have your voice be heard, because that's what it's going to take. The medical marijuana industry is organized. They've been around a whole lot longer than the hemp industry, and they are on Capitol Hill every day in those senators' office, basically doing what they want and running the hemp industry flat over, because we have no representation up there. And that's what I'm here for today, and that's what I've been doing the last 2 weeks, is trying to get representation on Capitol Hill so that the hemp industry can be heard and we don't get legislated out of business. The purpose of this bill is to provide some regulation in an unregulated industry, the hemp industry. All for it. Hemp industry owners, retail owners, we've been wanting this for a long time because we know there are bad players out there and there are bad products out there that hurt our industry. So, hey, we're all for the regulation and we're willing to work with Capitol Hill to do that. The problem is Capitol Hill does not want to work with us. This bill has a lot of things in it. I'm just going to cover like the main points because those main points are very important. One, the bill is to protect consumers from bad product and also harmful products that have been tainted that are going to be harmful for the customers. Now, bad product and tainted product are two different things, and I'll get into that in a second. The other part of this bill wants to protect those who are under 21 from buying this product, which I'm in full compliance with and agree with, and also they don't want packaging that targets children. You know, packaging that looks like fruit roll-ups or Nerds or a piece of candy, but it's Delta 9, Delta 8. I'm all for that. I hate that type of packaging because I know law enforcement hates it. So you're probably asking yourself, hey, if you're in agreement with all this stuff, what's so bad about the bill? I mean, if you're all for it, why do I say my business is being stolen out from under me? Well, what the bill really does, I mean, on paper they say we're here to protect Mississippians. That's not the case. Behind the scenes, it's really to wipe out the hemp industry. the people that wrote this bill, if you read the bill, you can flat out tell the Medical Marijuana Association wrote this bill. And I know that because I've been to Capitol Hill and their lobbyists are up there every single day. If you read this bill, you can tell it's all about shutting down the hemp industry. Now, how are they going to do that? What happens in this bill? Well, they're, like I said, they're putting all intoxicating hemp products under the umbrella of medical marijuana. So what does that do? Mississippi's definition of an intoxicating hemp product is any product that has more than 5 milligrams of THC per serving in it, but no more than 10 milligrams of THC per serving. That's such a low dose that most of your full spectrum CBD has somewhere between 5 to 10 milligrams of THC in it. That's such a low dose, it's science and the federal government defines that as non-detectable THC, meaning more than likely it's not going to show up on a drug test, but we're 100% sure it's not going to make you high. And we're talking about full spectrum, just CBD. So full spectrum CBD will now have to be sold in a medical marijuana dispensary, as well as the Delta 8, the Delta 9, the THCA. So that is how they're stealing my business out from under me. They're basically saying, you cannot sell it, but this guy over here can. So they're not saying these products are bad or harmful. What they're saying is, we're helping out this industry and we're screwing your industry over. I mean, it's a market share grab, clear as day. Where did they come up with such a definition for intoxicating hemp products, this no more than 10 milligrams? It's the standard and the guideline for medical marijuana. The legislators didn't make any new laws for hemp. They were just kind of trying to do it the simple way or the lazy way and just say, we're going to take these products and just give it to medical marijuana. We're done. We don't have to write any new laws. Here are some of the problems with this bill, with this, by putting the hemp products under the medical marijuana umbrella. One, full spectrum CBD would have to be sold in a medical marijuana facility. I even talked to a senator, and I'll get into this in my next podcast with all the details, and he said full spectrum CBD wasn't going to make the cut. That's a dispensary grade product. And I explained to him that that's non-detectable THC in there. The science says it will not get you high. The federal government says it will not get you high. And all I got from the senator was, well, I don't believe that. Well, that's not my belief system. So that's how this law is 10 times more stricter than the federal government law for hemp. Now, Delta 8, completely gone. They're wiping that off the board. Delta 9 will be able to keep, but you can have no more than 10 milligrams per serving. That's a problem that I'll get into in just a second. Total THC versus the federal standard. The federal standard says any hemp product has to be 0.3% of Delta 9 THC, cannot contain more than 0.3% of Delta 9 THC in it. Mississippi's law is it can't contain more than 0.3% of total THC. Now that's a huge difference. Why is that? Because THC comes in many different forms. Some of it psychoactive, like your Delta 8, your Delta 10, your Delta 9, and some of it non-psychoactive, like your THCA or even your THCV. And there are other forms of that as well that are non-psychoactive. All of that is within a product. And as we've talked about in other podcasts, the more cannabinoids you have in a product, the better the product is, the better effect you're going to get. Well, when you cap it as a total THC definition versus Delta 9 THC, you're really watering down that product extremely low. And that's what's going on. Other things, the low dose. 10 milligrams is the maximum you can get. And they got that from the medical marijuana standards. Now, let's be honest. The reason the medical marijuana companies are losing money is 10 milligrams of anything isn't going to do any good for anybody. Perfect example. If you're on opioids, let's say you were in a car wreck and you're taking painkillers. You don't want to get addicted to them, or you're already addicted to them and you're trying to get off. 10 milligrams of Delta 9 is not going to do that. In fact, most of your full spectrum CBD has at least 5 to 10 milligrams in it, and that's non-detectable THC. So if I'm in a car wreck, how is this Delta-9 THC of 10 milligrams going to do anything for me? It's not. That's why people aren't buying it. That's why the dispensaries are going out of business or hurting or bleeding cash. That's why they're all coming to hemp. Hemp is the middle ground in this cannabis industry. The black market, it's dangerous because it's laced with opioids, so hemp is always going to win that argument. When it comes to marijuana, marijuana has so much restrictions on it, and it costs so much, and the product really isn't that good. It's not giving the effect that people want. That's why they're all coming back to us, because hemp is that middle ground. We got a better product at a cheaper price against marijuana, and our products are a whole lot safer than what you buy on the street. So that's the perfect combination for a business in their product line. Also, the bill contradicts itself. You know how we say you can only have a maximum of 10 milligrams per serving and 100 milligrams per container? But unlike medical marijuana, you as the customer can buy as much as you want. So who is that protecting? I mean, you're limiting the dose so small that it's not going to do anybody any good. But yeah, if they want to go take 10 gummies, they can do it. They can buy as many gummies as they want. The question is, why do you think the state did that? Very sneaky. They did that because it's cost prohibited. If I sell a 10 milligram gummy, and that's the maximum I can sell, and you need a 100 milligram gummy, you're going to have to buy 10 gummies from me. That means one package, 100 milligram package. You would eat the whole thing in one serving. In order to get, what people are buying now is maybe a 1,000 milligram jar. It might be 50 milligrams of Delta 8, and there might be 20 gummies in a jar. That would be somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams. Well, you can buy that with this new regulation. You're just going to buy like 50 jars of it. So there's no way you could afford that. That's why they put that in there. You can buy as much as you want because they know you're never going to be able to afford it with this low dose. The other is hemp manufacturers operate based on the federal level so they can sell their product into all 50 states. When you change the level to this under medical marijuana, there's not one manufacturer I can buy from because I'll take it, 3Chi, Koi, Hometown Hero, some of the brands that I buy that are national brands. They have doctors on staff that formulate the product so they're safe for consumers. You think they're going to change their whole production process for the state of Mississippi? No. They're just going to have to pull out of Mississippi, especially since Mississippi is not a heavy populated state. On top of that, they don't have much invested in this state. So when you put hemp under the medical marijuana umbrella and say, I have to go by those standards, our products aren't made by those standards. Our products are made on the federal guidelines, not individual state guidelines. And when you make this change, that's how you're putting everybody else out of business. You say, oh, you can buy as much product as you want, but you know behind the scenes, we'll never be able to put product in our store because hemp suppliers don't make products under these conditions. Or under these guidelines, I'm sorry. Also, solving the problem. What's the problem? Where does the problem lie is the big question. If the government's really concerned about underage 21 buying and having bad and tainted product on the shelf, and let me get back to that. A bad product is a product that doesn't work. It's a product that's watered down. You have no effect. A tainted product is a product that has been laced with something, and when you take it, it's going to cause a negative effect or a very adverse effect to you. Where is this problem happening? It's not happening in retail hemp stores like mine. It's happening in gas stations and vape shops. I talked to a policeman. He said there were over 700 incidents like this in the state of Mississippi in 2023. He said all of them, 100%, came out of vape shops and gas stations. And the reason for this, and what I've tried to tell senators, is the owners of those businesses don't use this product. All right? They also don't vet the companies because hemp is not their main source of income. They have a bunch of other products within their stores that they're making their income. Hemp is just a side item. You take it out of those shops, you solve the majority of your problem. And the way you take it out, well, we'll get into the way you take it out of their shops. We did offer a solution to that. But you got to get it out of the vape shops and gas stations because those people don't care about what they're selling people. Like I said, we've identified where the problem lies. It lies within the gas stations and vape shops. Also, the dosage is the problem. The dosage is just too weak. A maximum of 10 milligrams of anything isn't going to do anybody any good. And so therefore, those two things are going to put us out of business. And they're also putting the medical marijuana people out of business as well. So what's a solution to this? What we've offered senators is to create a new licensing. You could have your CBD shop and you could have your medical marijuana dispensary. But to create a new license called the Intoxicating Hemp License that stores could buy, or stores would have to sign up for this license. It would cost around $12,500 a year. It would produce revenue for the state. And what this license would do is your store can now sell the intoxicating hemp products like the THCA, the Delta 9, the Delta 8. If you didn't have this license, then your store would only be selling CBD only, or you could go to a dispensary and get marijuana. But for hemp, if you wanted to sell these intoxicating products, we suggested create a new licensing, make this a separate industry. Now, let's get into the dosages. And we've talked about this. We've told them the dosage of 10 milligrams is too weak, and that if you're really going to help people, you need to up that dosage to maybe 100 milligrams per serving, probably no less than 50 milligrams per serving, and 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams per container. And the reason why we did this is because, like I said, these products are made based on federal guidelines, not individual state guidelines. And these are the guidelines that the federal government has done, and this is what these manufacturers make. They make them in this quantity, not 10 milligrams, 100 milligrams per container. Also, number one selling product, THCA Bud. We sell more of it than probably anybody else, but everybody, that's their number one product in the store. The government hates this. They hate the look of it. What they want to do is just get rid of that altogether. And with this 10 milligram dosage, it would get rid of it altogether, because I've talked to suppliers and every single one of them has just laughed and said, look, there's not one supplier in America that has THC Bud. That 10 milligrams would probably translate into maybe 10%, 15% THCA in your bud. There's nobody growing that because it's not profitable. They're growing to where it's like 20, 25, 30%, maybe 40%. And what we've suggested is with THCA Bud, it needs to be at least 40% THCA. And the reason why is once you light it, you're not getting 40% of anything. That A is burning off and that percentage is dropping. And it could drop anywhere depending on the bud, anywhere all the way. Let's say if you got a 40% bud, that's going to drop to 30, maybe somewhere in the high 20s as far as a percentage basis, depending on how much burns off. So that's some of the solutions that we've offered. All we've gotten from senators are hard no's. No, we're not going to do that. No, we don't even want to listen to you. No, we're not trying to put you out of business, but it is what it is. That's what I've been told. They do not even want to talk to us, and that's a problem, because I'm telling them, you got the hemp industry right here in front of you. Not just me, but I mean, there are other people involved as well. We want to work with you. We've been wanting this regulation to clean up our industry and make it a good industry. And you're not even wanting to talk to us, but you got medical marijuana in your office all day long, every single day of the week. Something's up. Something's wrong. We have set up a GoFundMe page to help for this, and I'll get into that later on in the show. It's called Help Save Hempville and the Hemp Industry. The proceeds, any donations that you give, we're using that to help fund representation on Capitol Hill because, and this is sad, but we're in a market where you got to pay to play. And it's not cheap. And we got to have representation, because if we don't have representation on Capitol Hill, medical marijuana is up there every day. They're the ones who wrote this bill to put us out of business. And if we don't have representation and get organized, eventually medical marijuana is going to run us flat over. And that's what they're doing now. You know, I've heard things such as the hemp and the marijuana plant is God's plant. It's the people's plant. And the way it got that nickname was because Big Pharma, they can't patent a natural cannabinoid. So that's why it's the people's plant. Now, if that's true, consumers, it's time to stand up. Only you can save this industry by having your voice heard, and your voice is heard by funding lobbyists on Capitol Hill. I know that sucks, but that's just the way the game is played. And 74% of the people in Mississippi voted for medical marijuana. It's just that, why do only 2% of the people in Mississippi who voted for it have a medical marijuana card? I can tell you why. The product's too weak and it doesn't work because it's too weak, and the prices are too high. It's just common sense. I'll go over to the hemp store that has Delta 8 or THCA, buy a more effective product, a stronger product that's going to give me the effect I need to get off painkillers and alcohol and opioids and all the other stuff that we've been using for pain or sleep that has been bad for our bodies. I'll just go to the hemp store and buy a better product at a cheaper price, and it's safe. I will not go to the gas station or vape shop because there I'm rolling the dice a little bit. But people, it's time to stand up and have your voice be heard. And I can tell you any contributions that you put into that GoFundMe page, 100% of that cost is going to fund lobbyists. Nobody's making any money off of it. It's going to try to put a pause. All we want is a pause on this bill, so that you can come back to us next session and work with the hemp industry and make common sense legislation so that we can keep this thing going. To give it to the medical marijuana industry is going to be detrimental to them as well as us. It's not going to help them either. But, you know, politicians aren't businessmen. They do what is going to get them the most votes, and that's what we're going to get into in a second. So, what are we doing other than providing some solutions to them that they're not listening to? Well, since they're not listening to us, over the weekend we develop a media campaign that will inform people about this bill, the people of the state of Mississippi, how it restricts their access to these products, and we're going to ask them to sign a petition to put this bill on pause and have the senators talk to us and write common sense legislation. That's all we're wanting. What we'll do with those signatures is, as they come in from each district, whoever's the representative in that district, we're going to take those signatures and show them to that representative and say, look, here's the number of people that want you to say no to this bill. I mean, these are the number of people that if you go ahead and wipe out the hemp industry and prevent these people from getting what they need to transition from Big Pharma to something all natural, and you're saying no to that, you're going to have to deal with this come next election time, because these people, we're going to make sure these people remember it as well. I hope I explained that clearly. To wrap it up again, this House Bill 1676 is going to take the hemp industry and move it under to medical marijuana. They're watering down the product so bad that even by giving it to medical marijuana, everybody knows who uses these products. 10 milligrams is not going to do you any good. And all you're going to do is go back. You're either going to do without, or you're going to go back to doing what you were doing before hemp came around. Basically, Mississippi is telling you, Mississippi's fine with Mississippians coming home from a hard day's work and your body's sore or your hands hurt and you need a painkiller. They're happier with you sitting in your chair with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a jar of ibuprofen pills. That is perfectly fine. Both of which are harmful for your body, terrible for your body. But Mississippi's fine with that. However, this 25 or 50 milligram THC gummy, this is across the line. This is terrible. We don't want you to have this. So we're going to lower down the dosage so low and give it to these people over here. So we're restricting your access to it. And who does that affect the most? We have a lot of upper middle class, low middle class income people in our store. But they're not going to go get the medical marijuana card because $75, $80 for 10 gummies that are only 10 milligrams each, you're just throwing your money away. And they know that. They're going to go back to probably the liquor store, their buddy that helps them out that sells weed from the street. They're going to go back to that. Both are high risk situations. Alcohol is bad for your body. The stuff on the street is laced and you're always rolling the dice. Please spread the word of what's going on. We only got like 2 weeks before this vote goes down. And the reason for the hurry is they did not. This bill was kept secret from a lot of people. I found out about 4 weeks ago and I've gotten organized since then. But yes, they tried to push this bill through very quickly, kind of under the radar, thinking nobody would notice. Luckily I caught wind of it and I started investigating it and now I'm trying to fight it. But spread the word. Only you, the customer, can help us. We do have the GoFundMe page, Help Save Hempville and the Hemp Industry. All of that money is being raised to get representation on Capitol Hill so we can put this bill on pause and come back next session and try to write some common sense legislation. I can't fight Capitol Hill and the medical marijuana industry by myself. I need your help. And only you can really turn this around because politicians, they need votes. That's what keeps them going. And if we can put enough pressure on them, we've made some headway already, but if we can put more pressure on them and they feel like the people are against what they're about to do, which I got a good feeling they are because I know how many customers are coming through my stores. And I've called every CBD retailer in the state of Mississippi the last week, and I hear the same stories that you hear in my stores and theirs. So I know the people want this and they don't want it taken away from them. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if you stand up and let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill. And that's going to take lobbyists to do that. And lobbyists cost money. I mean, I'm asking you to save us, but I also know how important these products are to you because I know how important they are to me, not just to sell them and stay in business, but I use them personally at home as I get older because I don't want to go to Walgreens or CVS or the drugstore and get ibuprofen. Only you can save it. If you really want this to stick around, then you need to stand up and do something about it. I thank you for your time, and I hope in 2 weeks I can come back and give you some positive news. And please remember, Hempville CBD stands for Help Educate More People. Ville, we all live in the same community. We should all be looking out after each other. That's what I'm trying to do for you guys in fighting this bill. That's what I'm asking you to do for me is to help us because I need your help. Thank you so much. If you found this podcast helpful, I'd appreciate it if you took a minute to subscribe, rate, review, and follow us at hempvillecbd.com. This increases the reach to more people who are trying to navigate through the changing cannabis market and its products so that we can create a more knowledgeable consumer. Take a screenshot and tag me in your social stories to friends. It means the world to me to know that this podcast has positively helped you and that we get to be a part of your journey. Thank you, and until next time, here's to a better life.